Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. First question is, you know what's worse than a giraffe with a sore throat? And I know you can't answer me. Well, Dr. Steve could. It's a hypnotherapist with a really bad cold. I'm sorry, guys. So if you hear the sniffles and occasional coughing, that's me. And I've had this for quite a while now. But San Diego, the land of perpetual sunshine, we had a little bout of rain and nasty weather just when my poor son came out here from Maryland to escape the snow and got rained in, and he took the cold back to Maryland with him. It just was nasty for a little while, and poor San Diegans went, oh my God, rain, oh my God, and everybody caught the flu or a cold. Fortunately, I just got a cold. I didn't get the flu, but to be a radio host and a hypnotherapist when you're hacking, coughing, and sneezing all over people is not really a good thing. So forgive me if I sound a little weird and cough at you once in a while. But maybe Dr. Steve has some hypnosis for that. Because I have to tell you, Dr. Steve's been on before, so I won't give you the old introduction. I'll give you kind of a new one. But this guy is amazing, and he has all these wonderful self-hypnosis. I used to just say cassettes, and now my grandson's going, what's a cassette? And then you say CDs, and they're pretty much at the point where they say, what's a CD? So now you have to say MP3, and pretty soon they'll be saying, what? Oh, progress. They're recordings that you can put on and lull yourself to sleep and learn wonderful things while you're asleep. Isn't progress wonderful? So my guest today is Dr. Steve Jones, and we're going to talk about the dreaded New Year's resolutions. It's like, did you decide you were going to lose weight or stop smoking or clean your garage, and it's almost February and you didn't get around to any of them? Fortunately, those weren't on my list, so I don't have to worry about those. But just about everybody has New Year's resolutions, and just about everybody has already broken half of them. So we're going to talk about how you can take care of that problem. And then another really big one for my show, because we are the voice for veterans empowerment. We're going to talk about how you can help yourself without going to a clinic and being asked embarrassing questions. Help yourself with PTSD or PTS, because the younger generation doesn't like that D. How you can help yourself overcome post-traumatic stress of any kind. You don't have to go into combat to get that. So with no further ado, let me introduce Dr. Steve Jones, a wonderful clinical hypnotherapist. Hi, Dr. Steve.
Hey, how you been?
Well, except for this nasty cold. Wonderful.
Yeah, I know. You said you might be coughing at us. You sound good, though. You sound fine for now.
Oh, thank you. Sucrets, Cepacol, and a couple of herbal companies have. I'm putting them out of business. Well, I'm putting them in business. I'm taking all their stuff, though.
Can start your own business.
I have wiped out their inventory. Nobody else better get sick.
They like that. They like you doing that.
Yeah, I'm glad I signed on as a wholesaler. I'm not making any sales to anybody else. I mean, they're welcome to order from me, but nobody has. But I'm sure glad I became a wholesaler, because, you know, it offends my Jewish soul to pay retail for anything. And I have scarfed up so many bags of, it's a Young Living makes these wonderful cough drops. Oh, my God, they're terrific. So you guys,
nice.
If you have...
Get all your trick-or-treat candy there, too, and just give them out little candies.
They do taste wonderful, and they are totally harmless. But the legend behind these are unbelievable. People keep saying, why are you carrying around something that says thieves on it? Because this formula was invented in the old days when, you know, people were robbing graves to give cadavers to the medical schools. So these guys invented this formula of all kinds of herbs and spices, and they'd rub it all over themselves so they wouldn't catch diseases. And it still worked.
Hey, that sounds like good stuff.
Yeah, okay. So it is. They have hand sanitizer and they have
soaps. Not the grave robbing part, but the...
but the formula is terrific. So I have kinds of things called thieves. I have the aromatherapy, and I have the hand sanitizer, and I have the cough drops, and they are amazing. They're wonderful. So anybody that wants to order some from me, they'll have to go to Dr. Sarah Young, sarahmyoung.com, and contact me. But that's the only thing that's ever stopped my cough. So, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I haven't heard you cough yet, so.
I'm trying really hard to be good, and the Lord is good. He usually spares me through the show, and then I hack my brains out after the show.
Well, that's good. I mean, the getting through the show part is good. Hopefully, you'll be fine afterwards, too.
I certainly hope so. I've had this thing so long. I think if you had it this long, it couldn't possibly be the flu or it would have killed you. We've had some deaths around here. How's Nevada, because it's a little drier, is the flu less prevalent there?
The flu?
Yeah.
Flu less prevalent? Well, I don't know if that's related to moisture in the air or not. I don't know. But I haven't heard any statistics on that. I have heard that from a medical doctor that there tends to be a higher instance of certain things in Nevada, but I haven't heard of the flu being one of them. But this year they have that monster super-duper flu going around. So hopefully that won't get anyone.
Good, I hope not.
But yeah. I think that it will, but hopefully it can, you know, be as safe as possible. Some of that grave robbing stuff, spray that on you.
Well, that and honestly, the power of your mind, because I was supposed to have died in 1988 or within a couple years after. From that,
really?
From the glioblastoma, it's the one that killed Teddy Kennedy and Bo Biden, and it's working on Senator, what's his name, McCain?
Oh, yeah, and, yeah.
Yeah, and so I just said, no, I'm not going to do that, and I invented nanobots to go around my body and kill the cancer cells if they come back. So it's 30 years this year since I had that tumor, and I'm still here. So that's why I love you, and I love featuring clinical hypnotherapist. We both have an EDD, a doctor of education, and then you went on to become a clinical hypnotherapist. I went on to become a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, but we both do the same stuff. And the power of your mind is so incredible. That's why I love having you on the show, because it's really egotistical to talk about what you do yourself. But you do all the same things I do, and you can see the incredible results people get when they let their mind heal their body.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the body is designed to heal itself. It's designed to take care of things. Sometimes intervention helps. You know, there is a place for Western medicine. I fully believe that. I was born crippled, for example. I couldn't walk. I was born with club feet. My feet were facing each other. That's not something that I want to use hypnosis on. That's something that, you know, where just the bones are turned, you need to turn things back, set it in a cast. And, you know, to me, that just makes sense. But for a lot of things that people deal with, even things that you wouldn't think would fall into that category, like what you're talking about, the tumor or whatever it got to, hypnosis is of tremendous value.
Yeah, you have to know first. I mean, they took the tumor out, and I do believe MDs are wonderful mechanical doctors, because they can set bones, they can take out tumors. But the radiation, the chemo, and the what was the other one? They cut, burn, and poison. So it's radiation, chemo, and surgery. Those three things they got to do, but I don't like the radiation and the chemo, because they're poisoning your own body. And so
I agree. I was 6 years old when I... Go ahead.
Yeah, if you can find another way to do it, why not?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And we're well overdue for that. So, yeah, I believe that's good. You incorporated the two, Western. We could say Western and Eastern there. So Western do the mechanical part, and a little bit of Eastern, if we want to call it that, doing subconscious type stuff. People often refer to that as Eastern, then because it gets lumped in with mysticism, I think. But that's a good balance that you had, and I'm fully on board with that.
You know, and I don't think it's all that mystical, because when I talk to people about my crystal healing, I mean, crystals are frequency emitters, and so is an MRI a frequency emitter. So you can appeal to the science in it. Or the hypnosis, when you're talking, I can make my husband think he's had a morphine shot by post-hypnotic suggestion, which I know you use in your PTSD hypnosis. So it's really very scientific. It's not all that woo-woo. It's just you have to know how to talk. You have to know your subject. If he's an engineer, talk engineering to him. If he's into the smells, then talk aromas to him. I mean, it's all very scientific.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can use it on other practical things, like convincing your husband that you didn't spend $300 on shoes when you went to the mall, or, you know, something like that. So it has a plethora of uses.
You know what he does to me, because I had the brain tumor out, and so because I'm ambidextrous, my brain mapping is not like everybody else's. So the doctor thought I was right-handed. I mean, they assume that. And so he told him when I went in to the surgery that it was going to get my speech centers. So he thought, oh, good, I'm going to have a deaf-mute happy homemaker. And when he came out, he said, oh, dear, it got her motor strip. So he got a bitchy cripple instead. And the poor guy, he goes, oh, shoot. You know, you just can't tell. Well, this is, they were just starting to recognize the neuroplasticity of the brain. So pretty much I was blind and paralyzed and almost 300 pounds. And hypnosis and a few other good things, I can use all but my right hand. I can use it, but not much. But I could walk, talk, see, and do everything else. And that was pretty much me doing that, because the doctors gave up.
Very good. Yeah, I heard something about this with Richard Bandler. He's the co-creator of neurolinguistic programming. You're probably aware of that. And he had a stroke, and he rehabilitated himself using a lot of mind techniques that he's developed and learned over the years.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because we'll be back in a minute.
All right.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all. And, you know, we're back with Dr. Steve Jones, who's the angel of alternative thinking. Not all kinds of alternative thinking, just on health. And I'm going to do this a little backwards, because you might think we would talk about your resolutions first and then maybe get into PTSD or PTS, if you want to say that. I think we want to talk about PTS first, because, first of all, a lot of people, the only thing that they think about or know about PTSD is, oh my God, it's this horrible craziness that people got because they went over and got shot at or saw something horrible in the war, and now they're crazy. First of all, you're not crazy. PTS, post-traumatic stress, is from a stressor. Something happened to you, and now you have been affected by that. That doesn't mean you're crazy. It means that something stressed you out, and you need to fix that. Disorder is the word that is freaking out the millennials. They don't like that word because they need to work for a living, and they have been losing jobs over that cotton-picking word disorder. So now they're just saying PTS. Okay. Second, anybody can get that. I mean, I think a lot of people have hidden PTS. People have been assaulted. People like me, I got head-on in my car by a drunk driver, and boy, I sure don't like to drive anymore. So I don't know. Maybe I have PTS and it's hiding. It's latent. So if there were a nice program that you could just turn on and relax and listen to and let it all get fixed, whether you want to admit to it or not, wouldn't that be nice? Because it would empower you. So when Dr. Steve sent me his wonderful program on PTSD, I listened to that and I went, wow, this is so much more than that. There were some really neat issues that you can solve listening to this that really are so much broader than PTSD, than post-traumatic stress disorder. And so if you did have a stressor that bothered you, it might help you fix it. The neat thing about it is it's not asking you, how did you get it? It's not asking you, do you want to get rid of it or anything like that? It's just saying, imagine this and let things go. And I was listening to that and I'm going, holy cow, where have you been all my life? And you know that we're both clinical hypnotherapists and everything, but it's like a dentist doing their own root canal. You got to let somebody else do your therapy for you. Shrinks go to other shrinks. So I listened to that and I went, ooh, I want to listen to this every day. This is cool. So I think before you work on what are your resolutions and why do you keep breaking them, you might want to listen to something like this and figure out if there isn't a hidden thing in your soul, in your body there, that's going, I have a little maladjustment and I'm not even telling you about it. What do you think?
Well, I think that's wise advice. I think listening to your body is always good, the end part you said there.
Well, I just think a lot of people have some, it's like a latent PTSD. Something happened to them, and they're just, it's almost like a phobia. They just won't do anything anymore. They won't go to these.
Oh, yeah. I still have that from marriage. I haven't been married. I haven't been married since 1997. And did it twice in a 11-year period of time, and didn't work out so well. So I haven't done it since. And I think it's a form of PTSD. It's also a life choice, but you know, and a lot of people look when the housing crash happened. A lot of people rent now. A lot of people who could buy houses, they rent, because they were traumatized by what happened. They got locked in, lost the house, credit went down, you know, whatever happened to them. So, yeah, it doesn't just happen with soldiers on the battlefield. It happens in all aspects of life.
That's true. I like that. And the other thing I like about this one, as opposed to, like, say, using it, and I heard some NLP in there, which was very good, the neuro-linguistic programming. We were talking about that before the break. And neuro-linguistic programming is very much like hypnosis. It's still programming your brain to do the things you want it to do for you. So I heard some of that in there. There are lots of ways to approach doing things, but yours gave us some things about it's not your fault, let it go. The only thing that's been approved by the VA, and it really kind of frosts my cookies, is EFT, that's Emotional Freedom Techniques. And that's tapping your meridians and saying, even though I have this terrible PTSD, I totally love and accept myself. And you tap places on your body. Okay, that's very nice, and it does work, and I'm an EFT practitioner too. So when I work with the vets, I can do that. But I don't think it really addresses some of the other issues. In yours, you said you blame yourself for stuff. And boy, I'm a Jew, so boy, do I know blame yourself. And so you say, you know, you can let that go. You can, whatever it was, you can let that go. Nowhere in EFT and the stuff that he's got does it tell you that, unless you get a really good therapist that wants to do that with EFT. EFT, it just doesn't, it doesn't address the issues the way you did. I like that. You know, there's...
Well, yeah.
Survivor guilt is a big thing.
Say that last part again, I'm sorry?
Survivor guilt. I mean, the guys that were over there and saw their buddy get blown up, that's a big, big issue.
Yeah, there are many aspects of it. I mean, there are many aspects when you have a soldier in a battlefield that get introduced that go beyond PTSD. That becomes part of their challenge. But yeah, the government is still, I mean, they've been burdened with this for years, ever since, I think, in Vietnam, it really, really became apparent. Because in World War II, the veterans came back, and now they're messed up, but everyone's happy to see them. Let's have a party. In Vietnam, nobody even wanted to see them, or everyone was mad at them, and they're messed up, and it didn't really turn out well for them.
Yeah,
so that's when the government started saying, all right, we better do something about this. And, of course, now we still have, since we are a nation that does tend to get engaged in battlefield combat on a consistent basis, we need to figure out a way to do it. And I think that the government's pretty much open to anything. I've been approached by a few people who were burdened with that, with getting people, you know, back on their feet who had been in combat. And they are very interested in anything, including hypnosis, to help soldiers. But I think, you know, you said you like the hypnosis that I do rather than the EFT. But it is different strokes for different folks. Somebody else might like EFT better. And even if it's through some added placebo effect, which we, you know, there's always some added placebo effect, then however they get there, they get there. And so I'm fine with that. So I'm in favor of whatever works.
That's kind of why I have like 12 different certifications. So if somebody comes in, we have a free clinic, and I don't ask them how they got what they got, because a lot of guys are top secret, and I don't ask them what the trauma was or what service they were in. I just say, what would you like me to fix? And then we do that. So we have aromatherapy and crystals and EFT and NLP and hypnosis. And what I found is a lot of the guys, you know, they were medically retired, have just gained a ton of weight, and they want hypnosis for weight control. It's very interesting.
And a lot of that can be due to, you know, depression and not feeling any, you know, worth in life and not having something to work toward, you know, not feeling good enough to get out in the dating scene, so not taking care of themselves to do that, or maybe their spouse died and they're just not happy. So, yeah, there's a lot going on there, so I applaud you for working with them. And plus, having a big bag of tricks, you're kind of like a Swiss Army knife. If you got a bunch of certifications, you got a little pair of scissors, you got a screwdriver, whatever they need, you got them covered.
You know, I don't know. Part of it, I think, is their emotion, but the other part is I had a guy on last week who was talking about he wrote a book on psychedelic medicine, and these SSRIs and pain pills and all kinds of stuff have some really nasty side effects. And I'm wondering if some of that isn't putting weight on them, because I started life as a model. I was a nice little size 6, and then I, by the time I got through having the brain tumor, I was almost 300 pounds, and I had to get all that back off. So I did lose 150 pounds, but boy, was it hard. And I would like them to quit shoving SSRIs at me, because I don't think I need them, and they have nasty side effects, all these tranquilizers. And my son I have a Vietnam veteran and a Desert Storm veteran, and they're just trying like crazy to drug both of them to death. It's just wrong.
Well, they're kind of like the Federal Reserve. You know, they have certain levers, psychiatrists are. They have certain levers they can pull, certain medications. In the case of the Federal Reserve, they can raise or lower things, the overnight lending rate, and then it affects the economy. So with psychiatrists, they're doing the same thing, but with your brain, and the levers are drugs. And what they're really trying to affect is, you know, how much serotonin is in there, how much dopamine is in there. And so they got a little chemistry experiment going on with your brain, and everyone reacts differently. But I think the challenge with increasing serotonin is that's the chemical we release when everything's okay. You know, everything's cool. Everything's good. I'm good. I'm just kind of cruising along. Everything's good, which is a good place to be. But if you're feeling like everything's okay all the time, you don't need to do anything, that's when people can start gaining weight, because they don't need a diet. They don't need exercise. Everything's just okay. So it really has to be balanced out.
You're numb. You're not living. You know, it's just weird. But the other thing is, if I think you and I should go storm the Bastilles anyway and get hypnosis recognized for the VA. But if I can prove with my husband, I just take my fingernail, I rub my finger across it and say, this is the alcohol rub. And then I touch him with my fingernail and say, this is the shot. And he thinks he's getting a shot of morphine. And he instantly reacts as if he'd had a pain shot. That's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot cheaper.
And that is great.
Yeah, wow. Well, I can.
Now, is he cognizant? Is he aware?
Yeah, he knows about it. It's just Dr. Sarah's magic.
Oh,
morphine.
He even knows you're not actually giving him morphine. He's aware to that point.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Wow. That's really good.
But I can teach people how to do that, and it's a hell. I'm sorry, bad mouth. It's a heck of a lot cheaper to do magic morphine shots than it is to do real ones, and it's a lot less damaging. But I learned that from Richard Bandler, by the way. We were talking about, you know, this lady said, I don't, what happened to those endorphins that were floating around in my brain? And we laughed about that. And he said, you can make your own endorphins, lady. They'll swim for you if you tell them to. And I said, oh, yeah, tell me. So he told me. And so, yeah, you can train people to make their own endorphins, and they can swim for you whenever you want. My husband can't do it himself, but I can do it for him. And he
he's helping too.
Break time. You're too interesting. We'll come back in a minute and we'll talk about that more.
All right.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the Angel of Alternative Thought. And we were talking about, on the break, about different strokes for different folks and different treatments. I have to tell you, because it depends on when you learned hypnosis, and I've been doing this, I'm old. Those of you who haven't heard before, I'm like 70 years old. Well, I am 70 years old. But way back, I was working volunteer work in the 60s in the Navy Hospital here in San Diego, and some of my patients would get better than others, and I use psychic healing and all kinds of different things, and people would say, how come your patients were getting better than others? And I couldn't think of anything else to say, and I used to say, hypnosis, because I didn't know what else to say. You can't say I prayed over them, or you couldn't say anything else. So way back when they would accept hypnosis, it's just an answer to things. So it depends on when you took a class in hypnosis, but I'm running across people that still don't recognize that there are actually three types of personality. And so I will give these seminars around at different health fairs every now and then. And I'll tell people, you realize that there are three types of personality. So anybody can be hypnotized unless you're psychotic. And they go, huh? And I go, well, if you ask three people in a room, you say, what will you tell me your name? And they'll say, one will say yes, one will say Tom, and the third one will say why. So there's your type. There's one that's absolute compliant. There's one that's maybe you're going to have to give them a few roundabout questions, and the third one, boy, you're going to have to spin a story like there's no tomorrow. So there's direct, indirect, and totally compliant. There's those three personalities. If you don't know how to hypnotize a person, no, you're not going to be able to hypnotize them. But everyone's hypnotizable except the psychotic. So I did this room full of people, and at the end I said, so how did everybody like it? And at the end of it, this one guy raised his hand, and he said, will you please tell my girlfriend here that I'm not psychotic? I just wasn't paying attention. So there you go. There are different types, and you got to want to do this. It's like if your wife sends you to a class to stop smoking and you fail, guess what? You didn't want to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why with smokers, I don't let somebody else pay. I have the smoker pay because they've got to want to do it. They've got to have something on the line. They've got to be invested.
And there's something about the thing about willpower. It's really won't power. I won't do this anymore. In college, everybody was smoking because we thought it would keep us from gaining weight. And I smoked for a few years, and then finally I just went, this is nasty, and I just stopped dead. And people say, you can't do that. And I go, okay.
Depends and you did it and didn't take it up again?
Yeah. It depends on, I guess, how strong-willed you are and how much you really want something. I decided it was nasty. My husband didn't like it. And, the price of cigarettes now, I don't think I could afford it anyway.
You pay on both ends. You pay with getting ill, and you pay with money. So it's and the decreased health. So a lot of very expensive habit.
It's amazing what people's will do, though, because my mother smoked four packs a day, and she was smoking with an oxygen tank in her room. And I'm going.
Oh, my dad was in the hospital with emphysema before he died, and he asked my stepmom to smuggle cigarettes in for him.
Oh, geez.
Because he figured, yeah, and she figured, well, he's on his way out. You don't, when you have emphysema and then you end up going to the hospital, there's a probability that you're not going to be coming back from the hospital. So she brought in cigarettes for him, and he went out with a smile on his face, because once the damage is done, it's done.
It is so sad. Well, my mother always,
and it's sad that when they're dying.
My mom said, I don't have lung cancer, see? She died of a heart condition and leukemia. And I'm going, at least the heart condition, that was probably part of the cigarette thing. I don't know about the leukemia, but cigarettes do cause heart conditions. So, but you have to really want it. If you don't want to do something, I don't care how good a hypnotherapist you are. You can kind of make them stop.
Yeah.
So there's talk about resolutions. Have you ever worked with anybody in resolutions?
Yeah, when I used to live in Savannah, Georgia, they'd have me come on some years for January 1st and talk about resolutions. And You have to look at what's really going on. I think there are resolute people and there are non-resolute people. And sometimes when non-resolute people make a resolution, it's not really a resolution at all because they're just doing it because everyone else is doing it and they think they should do it, but they're not resolute enough to follow through with it. So rather than confining it to just January 1st, I would say, just like you did with the cigarettes and smoking, if you're ready, you're ready. You don't have to wait till the first of the year. And also, if you wait till the first of the year, then, you know, if that's your reminder and you're not going to be reminded again till the first of the year, then that might not be so good. But if you just do it when you feel you should, then that's a different ball game. You're just jumping in and you're ready to roll. So that's the way I look at resolutions.
Yeah, I can't do a resolution to save my life. I'm like a Mexican jumping bean. I'm all over. I had to switch my second doctorate. My first doctorate, I did the real way, you know, like with the outline and all the stuff, and I did all my research and I turned it all in. Second one, I had to switch because I put in my proposal, they approved it, and then the guy wanted every chapter, one chapter at a time, all, you know, following each other, and I'm not like that. There's linear thinkers and there's circular thinkers, and then there's me. I'm a ball of lightning thinker. So I'll think, oh, this looks good in chapter 1. This looks good in chapter 12. Oh, that looks good in chapter 5. Drove him crazy.
Well, I agree with your way of thinking. You know, having gone through a doctorate and understanding the different chapters where you have your research, your conclusions, you have different things in different chapters, and it follows, just for those who don't know, and it follows a standard format when you're creating a dissertation. You're just putting your research together in a logical way, and part of it is presenting the research that's already been done, but a lot of it informs the other parts, and sometimes when you get to the conclusion, you've got a new idea for the intro because something happened that you didn't expect that you wish you had addressed, and you can. So I agree with that jumping around thing.
I do that all the time. It drove him nuts. So this is the 30th year now, and when I was in the hospital the night before the brain tumor, I had a party with my students. Now, the best place to have your tumor out is New Orleans because the hospital food is terrific. You know, you have beignets and etouffee and good stuff.
They anesthetize you with like a shot of something, like a drink?
Which one?
I imagine it being in New Orleans. In New Orleans, I imagine you go into the emergency room and they anesthetize you with a beer or some vodka or something. I just picture drinking there.
Have a hurricane, yeah. They have drive-in liquor stores. So the night before, we're having this party. A nurse comes in. She said, "What are y'all celebrating?" And I said, "Oh, I'm having my brain tumor out tomorrow." She said, "Nah." I said, "Yes." She said, "Nah." I said, "Go check the record." So she came back and she said, "Yeah." And so why are y'all partying? I said, "Because tears don't melt tumors, lady, but laughter might crack them up." So
there you go.
She said, "You should write a book." So finally, 30 years later, and I'm working on writing this book. So I have 12 chapter titles and a few subchapter headings, and I'm stuck here because I haven't gotten to actually writing the book. I'm working on
it. Uh-oh. Working on it. You need to get that thing done. You need to do it like you quit smoking. Just bam. I'm going to do it.
I know. I'm looking right now. I'm looking for a social media intern because I can rewire your brain, but I can't figure out social media, so I need an intern to help me get stuff on the internet. So we're working on that. And then I'm still looking for a sponsor for this show because right now I'm doing it out of my pocket. I'm not practicing. And so I'm looking for a sponsor for this or a co-host that wants to take over part of it with me. So then I'll have some time to write a book. It ain't that easy. It looks like it's that easy. I know you've written a lot of programs. My gosh, do you have a robot in a closet? You've written so many programs.
Yeah, I keep them in my brain. When I need to get stuff done, I bring them out. Well, I've written over 20 books, actually, also, so I know how writing can go. But just, you know, get an outline, get your chapters down first. 6 chapters is fine, and then you can start filling them out. Just record it, just talk it. Just record it on voice and then send it to somebody and have them transcribe it. You look it over, rearrange it, and you got yourself a book.
So you're offering to be my ghostwriter?
No, I'd make a terrible ghostwriter. I just write things very matter-of-factly. I don't, flower them up at all. I think I'd be the worst ghostwriter. I'd be good as the guy organizing the logical flow of the chapters. That'd be about it.
Oh, that part I got. But okay, so then you're going to be co-host on the show, so then I can take a week or two off here and there.
There you go.
Okay. I like that one.
I'll have the robot in my brain be the co-host while I'm doing other things.
You have so many nifty programs. We could probably do every week for a couple of years and not cover all your programs.
Yeah, and the fact that we're making one or two new ones every month, we would actually never run out of material.
I am amazed. I mean, you covered some problems I didn't even know I had. Now I'm getting paranoid here. I'm like, I didn't know that was wrong with me.
It's like those drug commercials. They talk about so-and-so disorder. I didn't know that was a disorder. Yeah, we create our stuff by customers writing in. If they say, I've got a fear of frogs, we'll make a fear of frogs recording because, somebody's got that going on.
Here's one for you. I'm looking for a doctor to come and discuss this with me. So you make up a program for it and come back. Cyberchondria.
Hyper? Seriously. We have one for hypochondria.
Oh, no, cyber. Cat.
Cyberchondria, like, is that what you're saying?
Cyberchondria. People that get a sniffle and they look up on the net and they think they've got double pneumonia.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Yeah, we have a recording for that. Because I tend to be prone to that myself.
Okay, well, we have one more minute, but I missed that one. I want that one. And you got to come back on the show and talk a whole hour about cyberchondria because, honest to Pete, people are killing themselves with worry over stuff they don't have.
Yeah, you can get hypochondriacal by just having a bad experience, kind of like the PTSD. Sometimes they go hand in hand. So, yeah, that definitely is something that's on people's minds these days with the veterans.
Cool. So you want to send me that one and come back another time? Because we can do a whole show on cyberchondriacs. I really, really, really want to talk.
Well, write to my assistant. Let her know what you got. We'll take it from there.
Cool. We will be back. In a little bit, we've got to do our angel card of the week and do a few good things.
All right.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the Angel of Alternative Thinking. I have to tell you, This guy has so many neat programs. I'm taking a couple from him right now. I think I'm taking the Ericksonian, even though I am already an Ericksonian hypnotherapist, and that's part of my doctorate, because I love Dr. Steve so much, I want to hear what he has to say about it. But Milton Erickson was my idol, because when I had my brain tumor, basically I came back 300 pounds blind and paralyzed, and they said, don't worry about it, you're going to die. And that was in 1988, and so I kind of had to redo myself. And if you look on Dr. Red's page, I'm now a size 6 going on a size 4. And I can walk, talk, move, and see. And the only thing that doesn't really function is my right hand, and I'm working on that. And reading about Milton Erickson, he was like the story of my life. He totally redid himself. So when I learned it in my doctorate, but I love what Dr. Steve does. I just love listening to his stuff, so I think I'm taking that course. I am taking Dr. Steve's advanced life coach, because if you're working with the vets and they have PTSD and they need to get a job, they need a life coach. So I'm taking your life coach thing. And so it's really interesting.
Right.
It's really interesting because I pulled a card. We do an angel card every week, and it's got a gemstone or just a crystal on one side and an angel on the other. So the one that I pick a personal one for me and one for the show. And they're usually not the same. And this is so weird because the card jumps out of the deck when you shuffle it. And it's fun to shuffle with one hand that works. The same card came up for me and the show. And the crystal is tourmalinated quartz. Are you a slave to technology? Are you being bombarded by too many electromagnetic frequencies? Amplify the protection from those draining forces by reconnecting with Earth. Take periodic breaks from electronics and reorganize yourself and re-energize yourself. And I have like 58 crystals on my nightstand because that's where I keep my iPads, and I have like 5 iPads on my nightstand. So that's really funny. And then on the other side, it is brought to you by the Angel of Energy Fields. And this is great for a hypnotherapist. You say these 3 times. I am grounded and focused. I enjoy relaxing in nature to generate and regenerate and rejuvenate my energy field. My body easily deflects electromagnetic frequencies in my environment. I balance my life with fresh air and sunshine. And see, in Nevada and in California, you can pretty much do that. My poor son in Maryland is like under snow 90% of his life, but it's pretty easy out here. I keep telling him, move out here, and he keeps saying, tell the NSA to move out here. But yeah, get out there and hug a tree. In fact, doctors are prescribing that now. I think it's pretty cool. Go hug a tree. So that's the Angel of the Week card. And I do tarot readings. I have about 8 different decks. And it is amazing. All medicine is actually vibrational medicine. Everything on Earth is vibration. And so you can actually send vibration. One of the healing modalities that I do is Reiki. It's Japanese energy movement. And I don't know whether you have to believe or not. I was at one medical convention, and the guy was standing there, and he said, geez, my feet hurt. And I said, you want me to do some healing on you? And he said, I don't believe in that. I said, I don't care. It believes in you. So he gave me his hand, and I did my thing on him, and he said, wow, my feet stopped hurting. I said, there you go. So I don't know that it really matters whether people believe in this stuff or not. If it works, what do you think?
I think it helps. I think believing adds to, at the very least, the placebo effect, which is, you know, what we bank on in hypnosis a lot, because if they're convinced that it's going to work, then it's going to have more of a chance of working. So,
that's
those are my
true.
Thoughts.
One of my courses, it was only one class I've ever heard of this. They introduced the nocebo effect, and I had never heard. The nocebo effect, N-O-C-E-B-O. It's like the placebo effect where you get good feeling because you're expecting it, there's a nocebo effect where these cotton-picking negative people say, ain't going to work, ain't going to work, ain't going to work, so it doesn't.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's true, too. I mean, that's true for everyone. They're, you know, you get into a group, and then you attempt to leave the group, and they say, no, that's not going to work, don't do that. I wrote an article called The Next Village, I wrote like 15 years ago, just a little blog article, and people get concerned when you want to go to the next village, when you want to progress, they'll hold you back by saying, you know, it ain't going to work. And so that's a big part of what people who really want to change their lives on a huge level need to come to grips with, the fact that their environment is actually holding them back, and they need to somehow, you know, bust through that.
Okay, well, I've got, I know they're going to start typing again, so I have just a couple minutes left, and we have to get in the rant of the week, and I know you've heard this before. So the rant of the week is, if you hold in stuff that makes you angry, you're going to end up with a stroke or a heart attack or nastiness in your body. So you got to let it out. And we have a rant of the week. You can rant every day if you want. They won't like you much, but you can do it. So what makes you so mad that your face turns red and you look like Dr. Red? So whatever it is, that's your rant of the week. And you just get red in the face and you look like Dr. Red. So what's your rant of the week, Dr. Steve?
Well, my rant of the week is the same as every week. The only thing that ever really makes me that mad is when people say they're going to do something and they don't do it, because I do my best to honor my word. So that really bothers me, and it comes up probably once a week, actually.
Well, I don't know if you're going to win a wig over that. You see, we collect all of these. You can write to me, email me, call me, tell me your rant of the week, and if you have the best one, you get a Dr. Red wig. I'd have to drive all the way to Vegas to do this. If you're in the area, I'll come and put it on you, and then we take a picture. If you win the rant of the week and you're not in the area, I will mail it to you, and then you got to promise to take a picture of yourself in your Dr. Red wig. And then you're an honorary member of the Dr. Redhead Society. And this is an exclusive club, man. I mean, you want to be a member of the Dr. Redhead Society.
And all you have to do is complain to get in. That's pretty good.
Hey, listen, this is the only time it actually pays to complain, but I'm a Jewish mother, and I know the art of complaining. Jewish grandmother now. I know the art of complaining. But see, if you don't let it out, man, you know, the steam is going to build up. Have you ever seen a pressure cooker that is about to explode?
Yeah, not good.
Nasty, nasty. So my rant is, there wasn't enough time to discuss all the stuff you do, and I do want to talk about cyberchondria, C-Y-B-E-R, chondria. And if you don't have a program, I'm going to get with you and we're going to write one, because these people, they'll get just a slightly abnormal test result, then they go on the internet and they say, Siri, what does this test result mean? And they think they have some exotic fatal disease and they're going to die, and they go crazy.
Yep. Well, we have something close to the spelling of that, which is hypochondria. I do have a recording for that. It's stevegjones.com. You can get that if you want. It's also a free recording there. So,
well, let's work on the other one and have you back. Because I could talk to you every show. I mean, honestly, you're so much fun to talk to, and you do so many other things that we haven't covered. So I would love to have you come back and cover some of these things. I don't think we've talked about NLP yet, and that's a whole other issue. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have. Next week, we're going to talk with CJ, my Maxi-Me. She's just like me, but a foot taller. So I'm 5'2", she's 6'2", flaming red hair, and a ball of fire. So you guys, until next week, remember that it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.